Well,
整个互联网的情绪好像越来越不正常了。
The overall mood of the internet seems to be getting more and more abnormal.
前几年啊
A few years ago.
大家一提到韩红想到的是什么呢
What do people think of when they hear the name Han Hong?
公益，良心
Charity.
他几乎成了公益的代名词。
He has almost become synonymous with charity.
可是这几天，仅仅因为他替冯小刚说了几句话。
However, in just a few days, he had already become a celebrity because he had spoken a few words for Fang Xiaoran.
网上的风向一下子就全变了。
The wind direction has suddenly changed.
有人开始骂他。
Some people started to curse him.
有人开始翻旧账。
Someone is starting to dig up old accounts.
甚至连他过去做的公益都有人开始怀疑。
Even his past charitable activities have been questioned.
我看到这些评论的时候
When I saw these reviews,
脑子里突然冒出来一个问题。
A sudden question popped up in my mind.
为什么现在的互联网总喜欢把一个人捧上神坛？
Why do the internet always like to put someone on a pedestal?
然后再亲手把他拉下来。
And pull him down by hand.
大家有没有发现这几年几乎一直在重复这样的剧情？
Have you noticed that in recent years, the plot has almost always been the same?
今天这个人是人人崇拜的英雄。
Today, this person is a hero that everyone admires.
明天这个人就成了人人踩踏的罪人。
Tomorrow, this person became a target for everyone to trample on.
今天大家一起鼓掌。
Let's all clap together now.
明天大家一起扔石头。
Tomorrow, let's all throw stones together.
然后再过几个月，再去寻找下一个目标。
Then go back in a few months to find the next target.
我后来越想越觉得，很多人追求的已经不是事实了。
I'm increasingly feeling that many people are pursuing things that are no longer relevant.
而是一种情绪。
And it is an emotion.
把一个人捧起来很有参与感。
It's very engaging to hold someone.
把一个人推倒也很有参与感。
It's also very satisfying to push someone over.
至于这个事
Regarding this matter,
到底是不是这样子的
Is it really like this?
好像反而没那么重要了
It seems that it's not so important anymore
我觉得跟现在整个互联网的创作生态也很有关系
I think it's also related to the current creative ecosystem of the internet
现在做自媒体的人越来越多
Nowadays, there are more and more people who are doing self-media.
可是能够长期做、长期有流量的话题。
However, topics that can be discussed for a long time and have a lot of traffic.
其实没有大家想象中的那么丰富。
Actually, it's not as rich as you might think.
因为一些众所周知的原因。
Due to some well-known reasons,
自媒体博主的话题选择有很大的限制性。
The topics that self-media bloggers choose have a lot of limitations.
很多创作者都会盯着同一个热点。
Everyone will be watching the same hot topic.
一旦出现一个全民关注的事件
，A major event has emerged that has captured the attention of the entire population.
大家就一窝蜂地冲过去。
Everyone rushed forward in a swarm.
第一个人搞分析。
The first person analyzes.
第二个人解读。
Second interpretation.
第三个人开始爆料。
The third person started to leak information.
第四个人开始脑补。
The fourth person started to imagine.
第五个人开始上价值。
The fifth person started to contribute.
第六个人开始批判人格。
The sixth person started to criticize personality.
到了最后一件。
The last one.
原本没有那么复杂的事情。
Originally, it wasn't such a complicated thing.
被几十万条视频反复加工。
Processed repeatedly by tens of thousands of videos.
反复解读。
Repeated interpretation.
反复放大。
Zoom in repeatedly.
很多人看到的已经不是事情本身。
Many people are no longer seeing the actual events.
而是别人加工过几十遍之后的版本。
Instead, it's a version that has been processed and refined by others.
而且每个人都希望自己的标题更刺激一点。
And everyone wants their titles to be more exciting.
观点更极端一点。
More extreme point of view.
情绪更强烈一点。
More intense emotions.
因为只有这样子。
Because only in this way,
流量才会更高。
Traffic will be higher.
于是一件事情它会越来越偏离最初的样子。
So, one thing he would increasingly deviate from its original state.
我觉得这才是我们最警惕的地方。
I think this is the most important thing we should be wary of.
我们今天讨论很多事情已经越来越不像讨论。
Today we have discussed many things, but it seems more like a discussion.
更像是一场大型的情绪狂欢，判断事实根本不重要。
More like a large-scale emotional frenzy where the truth is irrelevant.
重要的是
It is important.
站队，寻找真相。
Stand in line to find the truth.
好像也没有那么重要。
It doesn't seem so important either.
而是先寻找一种集体情绪带来的满足感。
Instead, first find the satisfaction brought by a collective emotion.
所以我越来越觉得一个成熟的社会
I am increasingly feeling that a mature society
不应该是现在这样子的。韩红
This shouldn't be the current version of Han Hong.
如果哪句话说的不对
If any sentence is incorrect,
可以批评
you can criticize.
冯小刚如果拍了一部不好的电影
if Zai Ravang made a bad movie,
也可以批评
you can also criticize.
哪怕只是名字不好也能说
even if the name is not good, you can still say it.
但是我们批评的是具体行为
But we criticize specific actions.
而不是一句话
Not a single sentence.
就把一个人过去几十年全部否定
Deny a person's past for several decades.
更不要因为全网都在骂
Don't even mention that everyone is scolding on the internet.
就觉得自己也必须跟着骂
I felt like I had to join in on the cursing.
说到这里
At this point,
我想起来这本书乌合之众
I remembered the book The Mob
这本书最让我震撼的一点是
The most striking thing about this book is
他讨论的不是某一个国家
He is not talking about a specific country
也不是某一个时代
Not a specific era
是我们整体的人类社会
It is the overall human society.
为什么一个人独立思考的时候
Why does a person think independently?
往往还能保持理性
Can they also maintain their rationality?
可一旦进入群体情绪就会迅速放大
Once you enter a group, the emotions will quickly amplify.
判断也会变得越来越简单
It will become easier and easier to break.
越来越极端。
More and more extreme.
如果你也对这种互联网现象很好奇。
If you are also curious about this internet phenomenon.
我真的建议你们读一读乌合之众。
I really recommend you read The Crowd.
读完想一想。
Read and think.
我们究竟是在独立思考。
Are we really thinking independently?
还是在跟着别人起哄
Are you just trying to stir up trouble?
这本书是我推荐给我即将上初中的女儿
This book is one I recommend to my daughter who is about to enter high school.
第一
First,
本关于社会心理学的启蒙书。
This introductory book on social psychology.
她居然也读懂了。
She actually understood it too.
最近我重新翻出来。
Recently I re-examined.
突然觉得他写的根本不是一百多年前。
Suddenly, I felt that what he wrote was not from 100 years ago.
而是我们每天打开手机看的这个互联网推荐。
Instead, it's the internet recommendation we see every day when we open our phones.
你们每个人都去看一看。
Look at everyone.